Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in just about 45 minutes, we will do our U.S. Open draft, where we draft two players participating in the U.S. Open, one American, one international, and somebody's going to be a winner at the end of the weekend if their player wins the tournament, which most likely it will, because we're going to only pick 14 players. So that's coming up at 7:45.
Jason, I know you've been, just a quick aside, I know you've been to Spain and
Italy
and all that.
Just those two places.
Hang out with George Clooney and all those.
Yep, I was hanging out with Clunes.
Well, my wife, after college or in college, I can't remember. She was in Turkey and then traveled Europe like for 2 months. Mm-hmm. Did everything, and so now my daughter is doing her post. A lot of kids do it now. They go to Europe or they go somewhere.
Yep.
And so she's been in Greece and all. She's traveling all over. She just landed in Rome. And my wife keeps telling her, and I'm getting these updates, you got to be careful from the pickpockets. Like, they're wild.
They're pros,
even
man.
The kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So now she's making me nutty about it.
Okay.
So Meg just overnight traveled from Greece to Rome. And, Dina's like, you put your purse, put everything in 10 different places. Put your thing here, your thing there. Put stuff like down your bra, put stuff, in your short, like you just zip up you know what I'm saying? Like you got to really, and then my buddy Lucas, who's from Spain, he's also on this group chat. He's also telling, even kids are expert pickpockets.
Right.
Like they bump into you. And so I just found out she's in Rome.
Europe sounds fun.
I know, right? I don't need to ever go. I have no interest. But so she has landed in Rome and she still has her, my money, her passport, mm-hmm. Whatever. She still has all her stuff.
Excellent.
Hasn't lost anything yet.
Good.
But it's been like a daily update.
Sure.
To remind, okay.
Stay vigilant. Stay safe.
Yes.
Head on a swivel at all times.
Freaking circus it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Traveling
Gotta
internationally.
Gotta be careful.
Anyway.
All right. So we wanted to talk about specifically Debo Samuel at the OTAs. And there's a clip that's going around on Twitter. It's about a 20-second clip of him catching two passes, and I'm sorry, Debo looks chunky.
He just does.
There's no way around it.
Doesn't mean it won't be good.
But he
looks chunky.
And I know Debo Samuel, the defenders are going to say, well, he's built like that. That's the way he always looks.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know if he's always looked like that with the Niners. He looks especially thick.
He is built that way. He's a thick, lower body guy.
I know that he looks a little thicker. Do you agree? Just like we all do.
I just think it depends.
I know I look thicker.
I think it depends on the whatever video you're watching, because when I was watching NBC4 a couple days ago and they were showing Debo, I thought he looked good. And then that video, he looks heavier.
And I understand he's running half speed. It's not a full implemented play. I'm just talking about looking at him. Like, he looks especially thick.
The other part of that, though, is he's not beating you because of some incredible wiggle. He's beating you because he's going to run you over.
Correct.
So,
and look, I understand that 30 or 40 years ago, guys would get out of shape, and then they would come into their camps and training camps and work their way into shape.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what's happening in 2025. Like, the NFL, like, you should be in shape year-round. It's a year-round business.
I bet
with
you.
With the money at stake, especially.
Yeah, but
you can't get fat in the off-season and then come working off.
I bet you if you took a shirt off, you'd be shocked at how fit he actually is. Yeah, because I bet a lot of that is muscle. If I had to bet.
I'd go, probably.
I'd like to talk to somebody, one of the media members who's out there every day. Because I read something online. Now, this was back in the first OTAs, the voluntary.
Yeah.
And it said, Deebo Samuel showed up looking leaner, stronger, and more explosive than he did last season, immediately drawing attention during the media open portion of workouts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. His physical transformation is already a talking point. So the media was talking about that at some point.
And that in a positive way.
In a positive way.
Yeah.
But now, and social media, I mean, there's a bunch of idiots on social media, but they're talking about how he's fat. Well, it's kind of depends on who you're talking to and who's viewing the video.
Now, there are some Deebo defenders, some high-profile ones. George Kittle, his former teammate, mm-hmm. you know, he saw all of the fat Deebo memes that were going around after the video started circulating, and he was specifically talking about the way the play is being run at half speed. He said it's called group install when players jog through plays. Knock it off.
Uh-huh.
He's okay, defending fine. Deebo.
That's fine. I get it. It still looks a little heavy.
Because Deebo...
Still looks a little
Deebo heavy. Talked about this because this was an issue last year.
Yeah.
I give him kind of a pass because he was injured a lot, so he just wasn't in the best shape. Mm-hmm. But when they traded for him, they immediately put him in an off-season conditioning workout.
Yeah.
Or program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said... This is what he said. He says, being in better shape, we were just training every day in here. We kind of built a program for me to go by. It's going to help.
Right. So my guess is he might be.
You're a Deebo guy. You're a Deebo defender because he played for your team for many years.
Well, I just think.
I'll be honest. I got no loyalty to Deebo. Nope. If he comes in fat, we're going to call him fat.
But you are rooting for him.
Sure, I want him to do well. I hope it's a good pickup. I hope that he actually gets in shape or better shape.
I'm team Deebo until proven otherwise. I feel like you is now as a new adopted Commanders fan, you need to be your initial should always be Team Deebo, and then you can trash him.
I'll just say
you can't trash him before.
He's now officially in my crosshairs now.
Your default should be Team Deebo. Your default.
All right, but you know what we need to do?
He showed up 5 minutes ago. Like, he's not like
we need to talk to either JK or Ben or one of those guys. Who's watched them every single play in OTAs?
I don't even need that.
It's Here's so what hard
I need.
To know.
Here's all I need. I need Deebo to take his shirt off. I need.
Yeah, but
I
you
need
know what?
Visual proof.
You know who takes his shirt off all the time? It is a big fat pig, Ovi, and then he just balls out and has unbelievable years.
He fluctuates weight wise too.
He does. That's
completely
he does.
Different.
He does.
But also, he does. Now
Ovi
you're
not moving around. He stays in one spot a lot of the time.
No, he also.
You're also copying him to the one of the greatest hockey players ever.
Okay, but don't deny that Ovi is chunky.
I just said he fluctuates in weight.
Yeah, Ovi looks downright obese in off season.
He's in a different stratosphere.
I know.
Than
see, I know how to tweak him. Ovi looks obese in the off season, but it's fine because he performs.
Obese is a stretch. Definitely adds some weight.
Okay,
that's a crazy comparison. They completely different athletes. They're doing completely different things.
Listen, I don't think it's outrageous.
Also, Ovi's basically 40. Deebo is not.
I know. I'm Team Deebo until proven otherwise. I think he looks chunky, but he's not going to run a 4-2 and blow by you. That's not his game. His game is
he's going to run a 5-2 and truck through you.
His game is going to catch
you. Deebo has speed.
Well,
he does have speed.
Okay, but he's not a 4-2 guy.
I'm not saying that.
You tell me when he separates from a cornerback.
I think he'll get
just
open.
Watch him in the open field.
He'll get open.
He has run away from defenders billion times. Now
I think I saw cracks in the open field when he was running yesterday.
You see cracks or you see his crack?
No, I didn't see his crack. But cracks in the ground.
Hey, maybe the bump the cart hit when he took Noah Brown out was a pothole from his foot.
It's a big divot that Deebo left.
A cement feet.
Now you could also
Bozempic.
You could also say on the flip side. Well, why did San Francisco give up on him?
Yeah, certainly.
And they might have said, you know what? He's just not the player slash in shape that he was
in 2021. Right. Yeah, they don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
And that's the other thing. This is a contract year for him.
Right.
If he doesn't get hurt, he knows he has to put up numbers.
I'm going
to
make a blind bet right now. He's one and done here in D.C. This is his one year in D.C.
I'm in. I got it.
Well, what do you want to bet?
Whatever you want.
$10.
In.
Put it in.
I'm broke. I'm team
Debo. Is a one and done in D.C. I'm already skeptical.
I'm taking cakes off the Skins thing.
Yeah, now he's rooting against.
Go back to the Raiders.
Who's wearing Commander's gear?
Go buy him a new Raiders lamp.
This guy.
You only like one player. You like two. You like Terry. He don't like anybody else.
He's off the bandwagon.
He don't like anybody else.
He ain't on it. He's off.
I'm telling you, he's one and done here. He's gonna underperform expectations.
The guy that's gonna underperform is Lattimore. That's the one's gonna.
It didn't look like Chris Moore was going half speed in that video,
right?
That Kittle's talking about.
I'm gonna give him a pass on that. I just think he looks heavy.
Okay, but speed was 4 and 5 years ago a big part of Debo's game. That's why he was the Yak King. Yeah, that's why they would run him the ball. He's not running guys over every single play.
He could run. He was a runner.
He was very fast. I don't know if he still got it. It looks like he's got a problem.
All I know is Zach Ertz ain't fast speed. And Zach Ertz gets open. I think Debo will get open and Debo will make plays.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm team Debo.
Depends on how they use him, but yes, I do believe that.
I got doubts about Debo at this point.
They might use him as a fullback.
I got questions. Now, again, this is a 21 second video.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm overreacting a little bit.
You saw 21 seconds.
Saw 21 seconds. Then you know what?
And all these
saw a lot in 21 seconds.
And then these other stories are how he's in shape. And he was in this off-season conditioning program. Now, remember, it's also June 12th.
I understand.
All right. Once he gets into camp in late July, he's going to be going every day. All right. And he's going to be eating well because all those guys they're going to be watching what they're eating.
I think Debo's got gravy in his Gatorade bottle.
He just wants to throw.
He just wants to throw zingers.
He's not seriously evaluating that. He just wants to throw zingers.
He's seriously on the wrong side of it.
I'm seriously thinking Debo is a one-year pit stop for him in D.C.
You can't not look at that video and go, whoa.
You can't look at it and say, man, Debo looks great. He looks awesome.
I saw other videos where I thought he looked great.
Can you show it to me?
From when?
Can you find it?
Not from yesterday, but from other days in practice. I don't know where to find him.
Since he's been here in D.C.?
It was on NBC4.
Just type in NBC4, Debo looks great.
You know what? Get Finley on. Finley was out there.
Finley will be very neutral. He's not gonna go hard one way or the other.
Linnell Willingham's joining us at 9.
I know,
Linnell will go hard.
It's 2 hours. I want to talk about it inside 2 hours.
You need to talk about it now.
Yeah, I don't want to wait 2 hours to talk about it.
Yeah,
I understand.
All right, 800-636-1067. I think there's going to be two distinct camps. I'm certainly not in the hardcore HTTC. You could say nothing bad about my team. No, I'm a diehard, but I can say something bad about my team if it's deserved. I just think it's too early to go hard on Debo for one video. I'm team Debo until proven otherwise.
All right, here you go.
He hasn't proven anything to you. He has no equity with
he
this
has
team.
No, he has equity in the league, though.
He's coming off a bad year.
He has equity in the league.
And he looks
he's
fat
a proven
in the
player.
Coming off a bad year, and he looks fat
and,
in the video.
And I'm trusting them. They're not dumb. They know what they acquired. They know him personally. They worked with him personally. They know his motor. They know his MO.
It's an Adam Peters lottery ticket. He's hoping he can cash it at the end of this year where he's on a contract year. He knows who he was.
I'm trusting Peters' judgment though that they think that they're going to squeeze something out of this guy. Like he's going to
squeeze a lot out of him.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still team Debo.
Hold on. We're going to make another bet.
Okay.
Because you think he's going to suck and you think he's going to be gone.
I don't know if he's going to suck. I don't think he's going to be good enough where Adam Peters is going to say, yeah, I'm going to sign him, this guy, to a 3-year, $90 million contract. I just don't see that happening.
I don't know if any
team's going to do that.
Yeah, but I'm...
I mean, that's the going... Like, Terry's holding out for 30-plus million.
I understand that, but he's... I don't know. Terry doesn't have the injury history that Debo does. But here you go. His total receiving yards prop for 25-26.
Now you're looking at FanDuel.
It's 675.5. You want to go under what, that?
Hold on. This is receiving prop?
Receiving yards, 675.5. Okay, you want to go under?
Go under it all day long.
I mean,
I'll bet you $50 he goes
$50?
Over.
I don't need to bet 50.
So you know, you're not that confident.
675 is not a huge number. I mean, if he plays in over a dozen games, he should hit that number.
Well, he's got to play. Of course, he's got to play.
You know what? I'm TBD on that one.
Okay.
Come back to me a little bit later.
But he's a fat so, and he sucks, and he's not going to be here.
All right, we're
going to
take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you concerned about the Commanders' receiving core? Terry's holding out. Noah Brown went out on a cart yesterday. Debo's waddling around at minicamp. 800-636-1067. Call in with your concerns about the Commanders' wide receiver core. We'll take your calls next here on...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Fan. Taking your calls at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. What was your reaction to the Debo Samuel video from minicamp yesterday in Ashburn? I mean, I think he looks out of shape. Now, this is rich for me. I'm out of shape, okay? I'm 54, but I'm not trying to get a big bag of money from my next NFL team. Listen, and attending a minicamp.
If he took his shirt off, okay? you'd say, damn, I wish I looked that good. I promise you.
I'm sure you're right. But do you think he's in prime shape by looking at that video?
I don't think he looks like he's going to run a 4.2. But
I mean, has he ever run a 4.2?
No, he's not.
I'm just saying, he doesn't look like the lightest guy on his feet right now. But I'm not... He knows what's at stake. He's a professional. Adam Peters knows who he's acquired. He's a proven guy. I just find it hard to believe that all of a sudden he turns into like an unmotivated like Eddie Lacy. I just don't think that's a... I'd just be stunned. I'd be stunned if he was some sort of like slacker.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peters and those guys know who they're getting. They know how he's wired. I've seen him interviewed.
I know he's... You keep calling him proven, which is fine. He had a great season in 2021. He had 1,400 receiving yards and 365 rushing yards. He scored 14 touchdowns. His receiving numbers over the last 3 years are 632, 892, and 670.
I know. He's a he's going in his fifth year in the NFL.
But there are reasons for that.
Last year he was dogged by injuries, but what happened in 2023 when he didn't even have 900 receiving yards?
I don't know.
Well, that McCaffrey had a bomb. Everything went through Christian McCaffrey.
What happened the year after his huge year? He had 630 receiving yards.
I don't know. You're just looking at everything through a fantasy lens.
He has battled injuries.
I'm looking at his statistics. I haven't mentioned fantasy one time.
That's how it takes your brain. If he has 900 yards for us, I'm psyched. If Deebo Samuel gives us 900 yards, we're going to be good.
Even if he gives you 7.
So you're just denigrating 900
even
yards.
Even if he gives you 750.
Yeah, we're good.
Because
he's not 750 is, you're happy with 750 yards receiving?
Possibly. For number two, especially if they use him in the run game too. I mean, if McLaurin stays healthy, he's going to put up 1,100 or 1,200 yards. It's not like they're just going to throw. They're going to also be balanced. They're going to be running the ball as well.
And he'll be running the ball too.
I mean, you expect Deebo to have 1,000 yards. Terry McLaurin and Deebo both have 1,000 yards in that offense?
I'm not expecting that.
No chance.
I expect him to have well over 800 receiving yards. Maybe 900.
What if he gives you?
That means
you
he's taking a lot of balls away from other guys.
What if he gives you?
Right. That's why. That's why you acquired
rushing.
Him. I mean, if you get 400 rushing, that would be a career high. If he ever gave you that,
300 or 400.
Okay, you would take 300. He's done that once.
Yeah, I just think he's gonna be fine.
Look, if he gives you 900 receiving yards and 250, 300 rushing yards, you love that production.
My guess
I just don't know if you're going to get that.
My guess
from
he's
him.
Probably going to give you 700 and 250. That'd be my
guess.
He's
not going to give you 900 or 950 unless McLaurin is missing games and he's the number one.
Yeah, they're going to give
He's the number two. Yeah. He's the number two receiver.
Understood.
And Daniels.
I don't think asking for 800 receiving yards from your number two wideout is a big ask.
Okay, maybe he gets 800 if he plays 15, 16 games.
Well, if he gives you, he better give you 300 rushing.
Use him the way he's supposed to be used, he will.
Well, let's
Kingsbury's not stupid. Dan Quinn's not stupid. That's the reason they brought him
also,
in.
Also, remember, how many balls did Ertz catch? How many balls did Ertz eat
Ertz
up last year?
Ertz had like 66, 70. Maybe 70.
Yeah. They got a lot of targets.
Yeah, they got a lot of different guys. It's going to be
Cakes, we have weapons.
You think Jaden's going to run for 900 yards?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's not passing the ball. That's rushing the ball.
I completely understand.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like there's some lowering of the bar for Deebo Samuel expectations.
No, here's what it is. There's no lowering of the bar. Here's what it is. Well, we're going to be a prolific offense. I don't give a crap how you distribute the ball.
Right.
We're going to score at what I like to say an F ton of points. Okay? We're going to score points. And we're going to distribute the ball to a bunch of different guys.
Cakes, even if his numbers in terms of yardage is not where you expect him to be, if he's scoring touchdowns, that's why they brought him here. And if he's
totally
scoring,
agree.
And he can score touchdowns in a couple different ways.
If he scores double digit touchdowns,
well, I mean, I don't know if he's.
Then that will.
I'm stripping Cakes of his fandom.
Yeah. Hey,
back to the Raiders.
I'm just asking questions about the big offseason addition who. I'm sorry, looks out of shape during minicamp.
I mean, he's wearing a Commander's shirt right now with Jaden Daniels on it. He's just calling it like he sees it. He's
don't
not
lie.
You're Homer McFanboy.
No, I'm not. Till proven otherwise. I'm not gonna trash a guy for a 10-second video.
21 seconds.
I'm not trashing him for that.
It looks concerned. The video looks concerning. Yeah. Mostly the weight. I mean, that's been his issue the last
few
years. He's
like
bigger
that?
Than he used to
Terry
be.
Terry McLaurin. If Terry McLaurin
he's
was
bigger.
Terry McLaurin's a totally different player. Like they're different players.
I understand they have different skill sets.
And paying him $21 million this year.
You're just trying to get a radio fight. He's
gonna
be good.
I'm not trying to get you a radio fight.
He's going to be fine.
I think he's
going to
be fine.
Don't worry. Everything's
fine.
Yeah. He's going to be fine.
I have
concerns about Marshawn Lattimore. Very concerned about him. And that was proven out last year.
Yeah.
Deebo, I don't know. We'll see.
I think Deebo had a terrible year last year.
He was hurt the whole year.
Yeah, because he's probably out of shape. Probably got hurt because he's out of shape.
Well, who knows why he got hurt, but it's not his fault that he's missing time because he's injured.
It could be if he's not training properly and not taking care of his body.
Well, he's in a contract year. He knows he's got to take care of his body.
Okay, well, if he knows that.
Because if he puts up 400.
Funny way of showing
officially
it.
If he puts up 400 yards and has four touchdowns, well, obviously he's not going to get a big contract. If he's getting
not well, he won't get it from Adam Peters.
If he has 800 yards and he's got 9 or 10 combined touchdowns, yeah, he's going to get a big contract.
Right.
He knows that. Yeah, he's not stupid.
I want the over on the 675, which is the FanDuel. You're backing off that?
No, I'm in a holding pattern.
All right. Well, anytime like you decide it, I'm on it.
Kind of like a low number.
I'll take it.
Good.
You'll take the under?
Yeah, I'll take the under.
I'm in. I know you take all unders. I'm in. I'm on.
Well, just for context, here are some yardages from number two wide receivers last season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
DeVonta Smith had 833 receiving yards.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rashad Bateman had 756 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. T. Higgins had 911 receiving yards.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think the 675 number is a good number.
Number twos, just they don't get to that 1,000-yard mark.
Right? Jalen Waddle, 744 receiving yards.
Right. Yeah. I think he's going to be in that realm. That's his wheelhouse right there.
I mean, he 2 years ago, Cakes, you got to look at the combined numbers because he's a dual-threat guy, meaning he's a receiver and a runner.
Understood.
2 years ago. Last year, he had a bad year because he was hurt. All right. Even though he played in parts of 15 games, he wasn't healthy for 15 games. 2 years ago, he had a combined 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns.
It's a great season.
That was just 2 years ago.
I understand. A lot can happen in 2 years.
But you just went through, you said, what happened to his numbers after he had 1,400 yards? Well, they had McCaffrey, first of all. Everything went through McCaffrey. And they had a bunch of Kittle and Ayuk. They had a bunch of different guys. But if he's going to give you somewhere close to that, 1,100 to 1,200 combined yards.
That would be fantastic.
And 12 combined touchdowns.
Hopefully that's the case.
Grand slam.
Hopefully that's the case. And I have egg on my face at the end of the season. And Debo signs a big fat deal with the Commanders and all as well.
If he stays healthy, he's going to go over 675.
All right, let's make some of these calls because we're talking so much, people are hanging up.
All right, 800-636-1067. Are you concerned with the Debo video? Does Noah Brown going out on a cart, does that have you concerned as well? 800-636-1067.
There's not one person that says, no, I'm not concerned about Noah Brown. He went off on a cart.
I mean, it's kind of concerning.
The only guy that ever went off on a cart and didn't mean anything was Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah. That's true.
He got carted off and came back in the same game. Never happened before. All right, let's go to Shane. Calling from France. Oh, my God.
Hello, I'm Shane.
Shane.
Hey, what's going on, Jux? Well, I'm actually in the switch side. I'm over here in Avion. It's on the switch side. That's where Fred Mercury is. A beautiful key. You guys would love it up here. There's a casino over here.
I would hate it.
Gorgeous.
I'm telling you, I'd hate it.
Oh, I know you would.
Problem is, you got to get over there.
I would hate every second of it.
You know what, though? Here's the reason why. Number one, I never liked the signing of Debo Samuels anyway. For $21 million, we got an average slot receiver right now. I'm with Cakes. 100%. He's never going to see 900 yards. If you look at every year, his numbers have declined. And now you're telling me that Brown's got hurt, and now we even signed Terry yet. So, yeah, the wide receiver crew room looks like University of Vanderbilt right now. I mean, we need some transfer portals or something coming
it's
in.
It's Vanderbilt University. Right, you can't call it University.
Well, they're going to sign Terry. And Noah, all right, looks like Noah's going to be out.
Thank you, Shane.
But that just means Debo plays more of an important role.
Right.
And maybe they go out and pick up another guy.
No, I like it. Remember, who's the kid they picked up late in the draft or in free agency? Remember that kid they got? He's a bigger kid. It might have an opportunity for him to be a
red zone.
He's
not currently
target
on the team?
No. Remember they signed him as a free agent after the draft?
Was it Ja'Cory Brooks?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Let's go to
he could be a guy.
Let's go to Mitch and Richard. Not to be some 50 catch guy.
They also have Gallup. I mean, Gallup could, step in.
Actually, it would be a blessing for Gallup.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Jeez, good morning.
Hey,
what's up,
buddy?
Mitch? How are you?
Good. I'm actually coming off my first ever hole in one last night on 9 holes at Providence in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh,
no big
you.
Deal. But I called
you know
in
what?
About
Stay
the
tuned
Debo.
Because I have a story relating to that. Stay tuned. Congrats,
well,
buddy.
EB, I love your Twitter golf content. I'm about to get that same hitting net that you have. Just keep posting. But on the Debo
You're
Samuels
welcome.
Topic, Debo was I'm not concerned about the video at all. I actually love the body type. Debo is at his best when he's just a little bowling ball out there bouncing off people, getting yak yards. The part that excited me most about Debo getting signed this year was the fact that we had such an awesome offense last year. Now we add this other weapon. Terry's spacing it out all over the place, which is going to free up Debo to have a really great year coming into potentially a big contract next year. The only freaking concern that I have, we need this deal done. Terry needs to get signed. I know one thing from life is that time kills all deals. The longer this thing drags out, the more likelihood things go south. I've watched this team my entire life. I don't care if it's a new regime. They've built up a ton of goodwill. If this thing goes sideways and we don't have Terry, Debo's not getting anything because of what Terry provides. And that's the only thing I could care about. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mitch.
I mean, again, I think the Terry thing is just going to get done. It might take some time. It's a complex, multi-million-dollar negotiation.
I'm not worried about it.
It's going to get done.
That's
going to
get done.
I mean, my panic meter's at a 1 on Terry McLaurin.
Currently at a 1.
Cakes, let me ask you this hypothetical.
All right. I like hypotheticals.
All right. So Debo is playing right now on a 1-year, $21 million contract.
Right.
Would you rather have that? You're Cakes Peters. Would you rather have that? Or signing or re-signing Diami Brown for a 3-year deal with $10 million a year.
So I get Debo on a 1-year deal with 3 more years of Diami Brown.
Yeah, at $10 million. Because that's what he got from Jacksonville.
I probably take the 1-year Debo gamble and see if it pays off.
Okay.
Because I just feel like you can find Diami Browns kind of anywhere. Like a speedster that runs go routes for the most part. And is a decent blocker. I think those guys are more available than a dual threat like Debo. Mm. I take the 1-year Debo gamble.
All right, let's go to Ron in Richmond. Hey, Ron. What's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
Hey, guys. I think you kind of jumped into conclusions here because you got to remember now, when Debo came in, he said they put him on a program, right? So if they put him on a program, they have a target weight. They know what best. They probably look back at 2022, saw what weight he was at when he performed at his highest, and made that a designated weight.
I have no idea, but maybe.
We're talking about, you know, well, I don't know whether they did or not, but I'm saying, but we're talking about, you know, not even the middle of June, and training camp doesn't start until August. Now, if you trust them like you say you do, why do you think they would allow Debo to be a little fat guy running around and he can't produce?
I'm just telling you, you're going to see this guy take his shirt off and you're going to be like, whoa. Like, you're not going to think fat. Well, you're not going to think fat.
The other thing is,
you're just not.
The other thing is, too, you got so many different body types.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
He carries the weight very well.
Right.
And like I think Lurch was saying, he still has speed at the weight. So why are we worrying about it? Like, I would be more worried about if he was out of shape that he would get injured. But, you know, but I think he's in fine shape. I've seen him in person, and he just looks thick.
Right. Yeah. Some guys are just built that way.
So you went out.
Thanks,
so hold on, Ron.
Yeah, I did.
You went out there.
No,
okay.
I'm here.
All right. You went out there to one of the practices.
Well, I've seen him out. I've seen him out in public too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a tweet.
So he's not. Yeah, he'll be fine. Believe me.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank
Appreciate
you, buddy.
The call. This is a tweet from the head coach of the Magruder football team, a guy who I know and I respect.
And he was there yesterday.
His name's Ray Fowle at Coach Fowle on Twitter.
There was a bunch of high school coaches.
He said, "I was at OTA yesterday. Thought he looked good running routes. In shape." And that, I mean, that's from somebody who knows way more football than this guy.
Right. It's the eye of the beholder on this. Yeah. Some people say, oh, my God, he looks big. Well, maybe they don't really see him play a lot. That's just his body type. Is he bigger than he was in 21? Yes. Okay. I'm not going to say he's not. But if you believe that he was in some sort of an off-season program, and he says, I'm in good shape, and other people are saying he looks good, he looks in shape, I think you have to.
Can I also say that's
a standard.
Can I throw this out there as a possibility? There's no intel on this. Maybe they've told him, hey, you know what? We actually do want you to run the ball out of the backfield a little bit, and we're okay with you putting on a few pounds. You know,
muscle.
Yeah. A muscle.
As long as it's muscle.
They're definitely
I'm
going.
I'm telling you, he's not sitting there just eating Twinkies all day.
They're definitely going to use him in the run game. 100%.
Well, right. And they said, listen, hey, we don't mind you. If you want to beef up a little bit, because we're going to use you out of the backfield. Maybe we're, you know, Brian's going to need some rest. We don't want to wear Brian out.
Eckler got hurt last year.
Eckler got hurt.
We don't want Jaden rushing 20 times a game.
We're going to use you all over the field. And if you want to put on a little weight to carry a load, to maybe get in between the tackles a few times, then we're good with that.
Yeah. Well,
they say he's been there all off season.
Yes. He knows how important this year is.
Yeah. Team Debo. Right here. Cakes. I hate to use this word. I hate this word. Hater.
Not a hater. Team
Fibo. Team. You're fat Debo. You're Fibo.
Fibo. As of right now. Loves, as of mid-June.
He loves Fibo. We love Debo.
I'm Debo.
All right. When we come back, we will do our U.S. Open draft. You know how we do it. We pick one U.S. player. We pick one international player as the U.S. Open is underway at Oakmont. We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're about to do our U.S. Open draft, and during one of the commercial breaks earlier, Mike Marr pulled the draft order, where we put the names in a hat, you start at 7, you go up to 1, here's your draft order. Picking at 7, Jason Bishop. Picking 6, drab t-shirt. Valdez has the 5th pick. EB picks 4th. I pick 3rd. Anna always gets a top pick. Like, it's her luck in these draft polls are absurd.
That's how
absurd.
You know. That's how you know we're honest, because
totally honest.
I actually suggested during the break we just cheat and give her the 7th pick. Like, I'm tired of her.
We have integrity.
I actually lobbied for it. Just screw her. Give her 7.
So she gets the 2nd pick.
We might if she wins uh-huh. with the 2nd pick, yeah. We might have to consider it for the Open Championship.
Just cheating.
This is just a coincidence. There were no hijinks or chicanery. Mike Marr, who was drawing the names, he drew his name for the first pick.
No funny business there.
There was no funny business.
I was observing. Cakes had the hat up over.
It was all
over
on board. There was no chicanery.
Are you doing something different with her? Like, when you're crinkling her name, like, are you doing something different?
I put the names into the hat.
Yeah, Cakes did.
Cakes writes them down on a little piece of paper, and he crinkles it.
The
world's
over.
Smallest piece of paper.
Yeah. Right. I try to make sure all the pieces of paper are about the same size, so one of the, you know, one isn't sticking out more to be drawn later or earlier.
Yeah.
So that's your draft order. So Mike Marr is on the clock.
Hold on. Who was 4, 5, and 6 again? I'm sorry.
All right, 4th is EB.
All right.
Valdez picks 5th. Drab T-shirt has the 6th selection.
Okay.
And you have the back-to-backers at the end of the first and beginning of the second round.
Oh, that's U.S. Open. Who knows? I mean,
by the way,
anything can happen.
That guy that called last, that he had a hole in one yesterday.
Yes,
we have a hole in one story. I'll just tell you. I don't want to, you know, but we have a hole in one story that I'm going to tell today because I tweeted about it.
Okay, good.
At 8:45.
All right, it's about an hour from now. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think it's interesting.
Mike Marr wants to hit a hole in one with the first overall pick.
So in the last major, I had the number one overall pick, and I was riding that Rory McIlroy high because he had just won the Masters. And I felt like a dumbass when he went out there and played terribly. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. It says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, can't get fooled again. I'm taking the Texas native, Scottie Scheffler, to continue his dominance on the golf course at Oakmont.
Is he doing like a George Bush bit?
He did the Bushism.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so Sheffy off the board, no surprise.
Did you help him with that, or is that
that's
organic?
That's boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground? All right. Mar has a little something to him.
He does.
He's got a little something to him. That's why we keep him around.
All right, so Sheff off the board. Now we go to Anna in Annapolis.
Can you punch her up? Anna, we're honest.
I know. Here's the thing. I'm just convinced that Cakes writes my name on a poker chip, and that's what's in there. And he knows.
It's not a bad theory, but no, it's all legit. You just
got hooked up.
You know what you are? You're just lucky. You're a lucky person.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You guys are so good to me. I'll take it any day. Okay, so my number two, here's what I'm going to do. I was at a meeting this week with one of my colleagues, and we were watching a lot of the pre-coverage, all the Twitter pre-coverage. The only guy that successfully was getting it out of that ridiculous rough was Bryson. So I'm going to go with Bryson.
Wow. All right. So Bryson is off the board.
He just bogeyed number one.
And he had a good lie, too. I saw he had a great lie.
Well, it's going to be smart for players to hit it to where the
people
are walking around.
The greens are absurd right now.
Yeah.
The greens are absurd.
I think they're going to be over par, if I had to bet. I'd be kind of surprised how anybody can get through that.
Okay. We'll see. Again, it kind of depends on if it rains, how much it rains.
Is freaking
all right, Anna, we'll get back to you in a bit. I am now on the clock.
I'd rather walk on hot coals than play that course.
I think I'm going to fade Rory because I have him missing the cut in one of my bets, so I'd be like betting against myself. Fading Rory.
All right.
I'm going to take John Rahm. Rahm is off the board.
All right. My turn?
Yep.
All right, give me Morikawa.
All right, EB goes with Morikawa, who's got 2 seconds this year, by the way.
He's second in the on
he's
the tour.
Second in driving accuracy.
He's like 172 spots ahead of
him. I'm sure he'll miss the cut. So I'm sure he'll be awful.
I don't think he will.
So far, we have 3 American players, 1 international at this point. Matt Valdez now on the clock. He hates his options at this point.
Hate my options. I can't take Rory. I mean, he's so poopy, and he doesn't like golf anymore. I'm going to take Ludvig.
Well, of course he got hooked. He's 2 under already.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, Sice.
Oh, my God.
What a great pick, Valdez.
You didn't even know?
You're a genius.
I'm Sice.
I think he's birdied the first 2 holes.
Ah, very good.
It says he's 1 under, so he must have just birdied.
I got him at 2 under right here.
All right, so that brings us to Drab T-shirt with the 6th pick.
One international, 1 American. Still?
Correct.
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Same deal.
I'll take Sepp Straka, 30-1.
Mother, that's
shot.
Who I was eyeing.
Huh?
Damn it.
Good driver. Shot. Good driver of the ball.
Yeah. Keep it in play.
Damn it.
All right, Jason now has back-to-back picks. Sepp Straka off the board. Rory's still out there if anybody wants to dabble.
I'm not taking Brooks Koepka. Talk about guys who don't practice anymore. All right, I'm going to take a guy who is not on PGA Tour now, but he's dominating on the tour that he plays, and that's Joaquin Neiman.
All right, Neiman off the board.
So that means my American. I got to take him. You know what? He hasn't driven the ball great this year because he's kind of battling back from that injury he had. He's only played, I think, in 9 events. But he plays the U.S. Open well when he plays. I got to take Schauffele.
All right, so Xander, Schauffele off the board.
So I've got Xander and Neiman.
Okay. Now we're back to Drab T-shirt. He picked an international. Now he needs an American player.
Unprepared right now. Completely. Oh, God. I hate this guy. Jordan Spieth.
All right.
What am I doing? Why did I just pick that guy?
Hey,
do you want to that was a complete panic pick.
Yeah. You choked?
I just completely choked.
Gag job from draft.
I used to do that all the time in fantasy.
All right, so Valdez, your backup. You took Oberg with your first
Oberg.
Pick.
I took Oberg. Let's see. I need an American. Oh, man. I really bunged myself by picking an international. I'm going to take Cantlay.
It's a good. Cantlay, I like Cantlay. I think gone. It's a good one. We're kind of grasping here.
So three straight American players.
Kind of grinding it out.
Yeah. All right, EB, you took Morikawa, so now you need.
I can't believe
pick.
How the draft has fell to EB.
Oh, you already think? You already know who I'm going to take? Maybe I'm.
I mean,
maybe
it's a huge
maybe,
international maybe name out
a,
there.
Maybe there's a big oversight on my part. Oh. I was going to do a curveball.
Don't tell him.
Oh, Anna, she's hoping.
All right, I'll do it. I'll take Shane Lowry. Is that who you're thinking? No? Oh, okay. I don't
know. No chance.
Okay, I'll take Shane Lowry.
All right, so Lowry's off the board. I mean, Anna gets hooked.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
Anna, what, was Rory?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want him.
God,
I don't want
Rory.
Him. I don't want him.
All right, you get
your dog.
All right, I need to take an American player here, so I'm going to take...
Rory shot 81 at the practice round in this course.
I don't want anything to do with him.
I'm taking JT, Justin Thomas.
All right, JT.
JT's off the board. Anna, you are next up.
She takes Rory.
100% Rory all day.
All right, Rory goes to Anna. All right, Mike Maher, you have the last pick.
So I started watching golf about a year or two ago, and for some reason, this guy just became my favorite golfer. Victor Hovland. I don't know why I got a hunch, man. He's my guy. He's going to get it done. Maybe top 10. I don't know if he's going to win, but hell, I got Scottie Scheffler, so
we take the same guys
need a second
all
golfer.
The time.
Yeah.
All right, so here are the teams. Mar has Scheff and Hovland. Anna has Bryson and Rory. I have Rahm and Justin Thomas. EB is rolling with Morikawa and Shane Lowry.
Can I tell you who I almost picked? I almost took Aaron Rye because he's leading in driving accuracy.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, just who knows? I think this course is a huge wild card.
Valdez has got Oberg and Cantlay. Drab T-shirt with Sepp Straka and Spieth. And Jason has Neiman and Xander Schauffele. So those are our U.S. Open plays. We will monitor those throughout the weekend. And
get your bets in.
We have one of the winners on this
Good job.
List.
Good job, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
I truly hope you don't win, but good job.
Yeah. You want me to win. Happy Father's Day, boys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It is an Open Line Thursday. If you want to reach out to the Junks, you can do that at 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.